Hello, everybody. This is about James McLean. I hope I pronounced his name correctly. So he's a footballer from Derry playing in England. Now, I don't know much about football. I don't really care about that. I'm not talking about that. I'm playing for Wrexham at the moment. So Remembrance Day is coming up, you know, celebrated the nearest Sunday to the 11th of November, because, of course, the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month, 1918, the guns fell silent. The armistice led to the end of the First World War. And that's when the poppy started to be worn. John McCrae celebrated home in Flanders Fields, that Canadian army doctor who was killed in the war, you know, where we lie beneath the sky, poppies row on row, all the rest of it. So many poppies grew in those battlefields of northern France or Belgium. People started to wear them. And if you look carefully, it'll say Earl Haig Fund, after that British commander set up the Earl Haig Fund, so the poppy appeal, to raise funds for the orphans, the widows, the disabled soldiers. So many of them had limbs amputated, were blind, deafened, suffered what we now recognise as psychological, well, post-traumatic stress disorder, and so forth. But it's not just for the veterans of the First World War, it's all the conflicts the United Kingdom has fought in subsequently, up until this day. I mean, not fighting at the moment, but Afghanistan, withdrawal from that was only 4 years ago. So these go on sale about a week before Remembrance Day. They're issued to politicians and newsreaders a little bit before that. Some football shirts have them on them. I mean, depicted on them, not an actual paper and plastic poppy. And people make whatever pecuniary donation they think apposite to the collectors, who are often military veterans in uniform. But Mr. McLean has declined to do so. And I defend his right to refuse to wear one. Now, he's an Irish nationalist. Nothing wrong with that. It's not a position I share. I'm a unionist. I'm not even from the UK, from the Republic of Ireland. But I respect his position. It's an honourable position. So that's fine. And he said, obviously, he was involved in Republican violence from a very young age, when he was 11. Now, you can't blame him for what he did when he was a child. He was misled by older people. And that's a long time ago. You know, if he'd brought up by a family who was sympathetic to loyalist terrorists, they might have led him astray. But he doesn't want to wear one, and nobody should demand that he wears one. It's his right not to wear one. We always hear these wars were about freedom. And if that's so, that must include his freedom to say, I'm not going to wear one, as his freedom to say he's going to wear one, whatever he wishes. He's not a bad person for not wearing one. So the United Kingdom has fought many wars, sometimes been in the right and sometimes been in the wrong. And in most cases, the picture is more mixed. It's not as clear cut as a lot of people like to pretend. There probably never was a conflict where one side was 100% good and the other was 100% evil, both in their justification to fight and their conduct in the conflict. So the British Army, the Royal Navy, the Royal Air Force will have good men and women in it. It'll have many who are morally neutral and it'll have a few who are evil. Get real. I mean, if you really need to grow up, if you happen to be British and you think that no soldier, sailor, or aviator of your armed forces has ever done something immoral or illegal. Of course they have. And I know they're courts-martial, and they sometimes get prosecuted and convicted, and that's right. But there were times when the top brass connived at this, even ordered crimes. So obviously the United Kingdom's record is not unblemished. I mean, it's better than most countries, it's true. But, you know, sometimes civilians were killed, deliberately killed, even British civilians, even within the United Kingdom, particularly Northern Ireland. So he grew up in the Troubles. There was a Bloody Sunday where, 14 people were shot dead, 13 wounded. And was this murder or not? Many people say that it was. And the soldiers on trial for it right now. So he comes from Creggan, which is on the west bank of the River Foyle in Londonderry. And the British Army is not popular there and has been unpopular since the 70s at least. So he's got the right to decline to wear that because he feels it would be honouring people who killed those civilians at that time. So no one should ask him to play for that. Now, he's British. He doesn't recognise that. He's also Irish. There need be no contradiction. He's an Irish citizen. He's entitled to British citizenship. He doesn't want to claim it. He doesn't need to claim it. Doesn't make him bad not to claim it. So that's his identity and so forth. So, you know, I know Easter lilies are not a big thing in the Republic of Ireland. I mean, Sinn Féin has used them. It's kind of a subversive or dissenter thing. But if, you know, an Englishman, a Scotsman, a Welshman were playing footer in Southern Ireland, should he wear an Easter lily? And I think, well, he shouldn't. I wouldn't dispute his right to wear one if he wishes to do so. So I heard that people have said all sorts of abusive messages. to James McLean, even death threats, and that is, of course, despicable. This is not a totalitarian society. And I'm not going to say whether I've worn a poppy or not. I don't like it's being like a communist society saying that, you know, you have to wear one and things like that. I don't like people trying to enforce conformity like this. You know, the United Kingdom is a diverse society. There are divergent views on many conflicts the United Kingdom has fought. Now, you might say, well, this is to support the ordinary soldiers and so forth. It's not the cause. Should the United Kingdom fought in Iraq or not? Most people now think not. Nevertheless, you don't blame the ordinary soldiers. Theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die, as Lord Tennyson wrote in the Charge of the Light Brigade, and likewise in Afghanistan. So they don't make the decision, and an army has to function like that. Wars are national, they're not personal, so they can't opt out like that. Otherwise, armies would not work because they've got to obey orders. They mustn't debate it too much. So what do you think? Do you think James McLean should wear this or not? Should it be disciplined? Should it be dismissed? I don't think he should. Now, there are a lot of people who are playing football in South Britain, in North Britain, in Mid Britain, not so much in West Britain. And they come from outside the British Isles, and many of them choose to wear poppies. They might agree with it. They might just think, well, come on, I have to honour my hosts. I'm a foreigner here, or I'll get aggro if I don't, and so on. But I have certain respect for those who are willing to be unpopular, to take a principled stand, even though in a sense it's one I disagree with, but I wouldn't try and pressurize him. I might try and talk him around or something like that. But his choice ought to be respected. Now, the First World War was a distant memory. Even the Second World War, there are very few people alive who actually fought in the Second World War. And it's not to say that everybody who's Italian or German or Japanese was wicked. And you need your head examined if you think everyone on the Allied side was good. And that's the trouble about dying for your country. You have to die for the ones you abominate, as the ones you like. So they're good and bad people in all countries. And they're good and bad people in all ideologies. Wicked ideologies attract some good people. Conformity, they seek promotion, they get hoodwinked by the propaganda, and so forth. Just as evil people will join good causes. And that's things you might discover about political parties, that people you really dislike in your political party. That's why personality seems to matter more than ideology. So that's why I'm calling for some open-mindedness, some tolerance on this issue. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And make sure you book online lessons with me in history, English as a foreign language, English literature, French, politics, religious studies, and book guided tours with me all across southern England. Right. Thank you, everybody, and good night. Toodle pip.